Paula speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see what needs to be done to get started for home care for myself. I know my doctor has referred me a few times in the past, but I had a really high spend down to get Medicaid, and we just fixed it last month where I put an automatic deposit for or automatic withdrawal for the amount that I have to spend for the spend down. So it'll come out every month, and it'll just start on December 1st.
Mm-hmm. So you'll get Medicaid from December 1st?
Yes, ma'am. It's already prepaid every month.
Got it. Let me do like that. 1 second.
Okay.
You have a family member that you want to sign up, or...
I want to sign up for myself.
Do you have a family member that wants to work for you, or you want we should look for a job?
No. I would like to have the aid giver, the person that helps with putting you in the bathtub, that kind of stuff. We have one that comes from my husband from Phoenix Care.
Okay.
And I would like to see if she could be my care provider.
She wants you to be your caregiver as well. Okay. So the first thing the first thing we need to get you approved by Medicaid for home care. But you said you don't have Medicaid yet. We'll start December, right?
Correct.
Right. So let me take down your basic information, and we'll only be able to take down, like, start everything in December once you have Medicaid.
Okay, I thought we could get the ball rolling.
So the first thing we'll need to call your Medicaid. You know what? Give me 1 minute. Let me see. Maybe I can log in. Hold on. Let me see if I can do it a different way. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
Hold on 1 second. Let me grab that. Let me squeeze back. That number is 668.
1 second.
Eight.
1 second.
Okay.
668. Okay.
588-823.
823. Got it. 1 second. Hold on, let me see if I can find you in Medicaid. I want to get everything started right now, but I will need to see if I can start it because of your spin now, and I'll need to check if it shows that it was done, and it will come up December, then we'll be able to do it. Give me 1 minute. Let me log in, okay? I'll check it out. Okay?
The money comes out of my bank next Wednesday.
I understand. So that if it shows that it's done already, then we can try it. But if it doesn't say that it was taken care of, then we'll need to just see 1 second.
Maybe call next Wednesday after they take it out of the bank.
No. Let me see if I can do everything right now. Hold on, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then this was United Company and PSC.
Hi, it's Stella. Okay, so I look into your Medicaid account. It does show that's inactive as well. So on December, it will be activated.
Okay. It won't activate when they take the money out of my check on Wednesday?
Right, that's...
No?
There's really, like, two things. Sometimes it could be active and you have a spin down, and then it's inactive as well.
Okay, but mine shows inactive.
Right. So is it because of your spin down, or is it because of something else? Do you know?
I as far as I know, once I hit the spin down, it's supposed to be activated.
Yeah. Okay,
and
make it.
I know the money hasn't been taken out of my account yet. That's why I thought maybe
it
might not be active until next Wednesday. That's when they take it out of my account.
I understand. Because sometimes it does show active even though you have a spend out. So what I can do is right now, I'll just put in your information what I got. And we'll only be able to start the process once it's active. Because we need to call the state to do that. And they won't really like start up with you until it's active.
Okay. So I have to call you guys on December 1st?
Yeah, once it's activated, then just give me a call. And we'll just give
okay,
you a...
thank you.
And we'll just make sure you get the service then, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.